You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
We've got Peter Riddell in the studio. Kia ora, Peter. How are you?
Kia ora. Great, thanks.
Thanks for coming up so early in the morning on a very foggy, spooky morning in Tamaki Makaurau.
Incredibly spooky.
Very spooky. Good vibes, though, especially for the track that we're going to be playing of yours soon. I feel
fog doesn't
very
normally
fitting.
Spook me, but for some reason this morning I'm feeling a little bit spooked.
Spooked
yeah,
out.
It is.
Peter, people might know you from Wax Chattels or various other projects that you've tipped your hat to, but we're speaking to you this morning about a brand new solo project called Sulfate.
Yeah.
And you just released a single on Friday last week, which is called Speaking for Others, which is a great, great title. Can you tell us a little bit about it? Where did that song come from?
The song was something which I sort of made a demo of in sort of 2014. It's by far the oldest song that's associated with the project. Wrote the sort of, the idea came about when I was living in Japan and I was feeling a bit like a child, unable to explain what I wanted to because I didn't speak that much Japanese and wasn't super familiar with the culture and all that. And so I made a number of faux pas. And every time it kind of haunted me, it's like, oh, God damn it, why did I do that? Why did I say that or whatever? I don't, that's not what I meant. And that's the kind of idea behind this. I wanted to make that kind of like the trudge of trying to explain yourself.
It's a hard thing as well. And I mean, if you have English as your first language, you take it for granted quite often that people will be able to understand you. And it's a huge privilege, but also a massive imposition as well on many other people. So it's kind of, it's quite humbling when you get to somewhere where you actually just can't communicate or you can't say what it is you're trying to say. And it's exhausting too. It's quite an exhausting thing.
You see it in Auckland so much as well, just because it's such a multicultural place. And you go down Queen Street and like, It's very obvious that there's a lot of languages and a lot of struggles.
Yeah. The other thing as well, I feel like with that is getting across humour can be really hard, which is something that I think a lot of people in New Zealand live off is like sarcasm and humour. So when you go overseas and you try and
make a joke,
make a sarcastic joke, people are just like, oh, that was really bad
in America. That kind of humour just does not translate.
And they're like, that was really rude of you
you're
to
an
say.
Asshole,
and you're
Peter.
Like,
I'm trying my best.
I mean, well, I promise.
So Sulfate's a solo project. What kind of what sort of made you want to start working in this way? Did you just have some sort of like tracks rolling around in your head that didn't fit other projects, or were you like, no, I really want to sit down and like try and nut something out here?
Well, yeah, I basically wrote a bunch of tracks late last year, with the exception of Speaking for Others, but which all kind of had a pretty cohesive theme and cohesive sound, and wanted to see if I could man the desk as well. And so I kind of taught myself a little bit how to mix and record properly, and got some of my favorite musicians to play on it, which is cool. David Harris is going to be doing this tour with me coming up, plays all the drums on the record, which is
awesome.
Kind of a very strong part of the sound of the record, I think.
It's a good drum holds everything together, really, doesn't it? I'm really, I love the sort of image for the Speaking for Others. It looks like a woodcut. Did you do that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's amazing. It's awesome. Of a hand. Is it like a, I guess, I'm trying to see what it's holding there, but it's awesome.
Is it a carving?
Yeah, like you sort of like cut into wood and then you roll ink over it. And
some MDF, scratch it out.
Yeah. Cool. And then press it like a print.
So you did all the art for the cover, all the mixing yourself?
Yep.
So it's a real labour of love, this one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, it's exciting. We're excited to see where it goes as well, what comes out. But if people want to catch you live, you're popping around many places in the North Island. You'll be Friday the 26th of July at the Wine Cellar, 8th of August, Moon in Wellington, Friday the 9th of August, The Stomach in Palmerston North, Saturday the 10th of August, Lucky Bar in Whanganui. Who have you got hanging out with you on those trips?
Louisa Nicklin's going to be playing the Wine Cellar show with me. She's got a great band as well. In Wellington, Michael James King.
Cool.
Did you manage to check
him
out?
I did not catch him, but I was so FOMO about it. I heard so many great things about that. 2 weekends ago now, was it? At the Wine Cellar. That sounded amazing. Yeah.
I've like been a huge fan since his So Laid Back Country China days.
Mm.
And the solo album he put out last year was just like incredibly beautiful and
lyrically very punchy as well. You sort of listen to it and it's right in the heart.
And the show at the Wine Cellar the other week was just like, you know, a seated show, everyone was just completely silent, and it was just like an awe. It was incredible.
Oh, that's awesome.
Palmy the next night with First Move Repairs.
Cool.
And First Move just put out a couple of an EP or something last week.
Fantastic.
A couple of weeks ago, but it's really, really good.
We've actually got a First Move song to play later in the show today, so people can get excited about that too.
Yeah, we've been playing a lot of Repairs as well, so that'll be a great show.
Repairs are doing great. Mm.
They were a definite highlight for many at Fancy New Band, I have to say. Mm. Yeah.
They've been sitting amongst our top 10 for a wee while too.
So there's a bunch of cool people following you around. That wasn't what I meant to say there, but I meant you're playing with a bunch of cool people when you're treading around the country here. So Aucklanders, you can catch Peter at the Wine Cellar on Friday the 26th of July. It's going to be a really good one with Louise and Nicklin.
That's right.
Thank you so much for popping up this morning.
Thanks for having me.
We're going to play the track now. This is Sulfate with Speaking for Others on 95BFM Breakfast.
Sweet.
Gorgeous track by Sulfate, speaking for others. Perfect for a foggy morning in Tamaki Makaurau, I reckon. Thanks again to Peter for popping up and chatting to us about that. You can catch him at the Wine Cellar on Friday the 26th of July, or if you're listening from elsewhere, he'll also be playing in Wellington, Palmerston North and Whanganui. You can find all the dates on Under the Radar if you're so inclined. Someone texted in, what a tune, capital T-U-N-E. Very, very true.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.